This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday, friends. Hope you're getting ready to ease into the weekend. Got fun plans. Prep Friday, prep football tonight on a Friday. These showers that are going on right now should be gone by then. Going to be crisp this weekend. A little more feeling like fall out there. In fact, I heard Ari say in his news report a short time ago that some people might even be turning their furnaces on. Northern Minnesota, maybe. I'm going to wait. I'm not turning the old, that ain't happening for as long as possible. In fact, I'm guessing the air conditioning is still on in my house.
It's a point of pride for a lot of Minnesotans, which is a little silly, but it's nobody needs
it. For sure is.
And
I need to turn the air off. I'm a person of privilege. I do have air conditioning. Apologize for that, for those of you who don't. The allergies are terrible right now, so I'm running the air conditioning. Sorry.
Oh, you're soft, what are you telling me?
The ragweed
allergies.
Awful. Hey, listen, allergies are a real thing.
They are. No, I'm very lucky we are not an allergy house.
I never used to be a seasonal allergy hay fever type. And then at some point in my 30s, it just happened. And it sucks.
Ugh.
And I think one of my two kids has it too. He doesn't know what it is yet. Because that's the thing with the allergies, unless it's you don't always have the watery eyes, you get the headache and you're like, what the heck's going on? And then take a look at the old allergy count and the ragweed's off the charts right now. And the only thing that'll kill it, the only thing that will make it go away is the crippling frost. And I'm not ready for that yet.
No, and we're getting back into the 80s next week.
Yes,
so you're going to have to wait a little while.
Yeah, it's going to be like mid-80s next week. So enjoy the couple days of cool weather. I'm happy because it's going to be good football weather, which is really the most important thing this time of year. The most important thing happening tonight in Dinky Town. It's actually happening in about 20 minutes. I don't know if you've got this is marked on your calendar, but the Public Safety Center is going to be opening.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. at the former Kitty Cat Club. Did you go to U of M?
I did.
Tell me about the Kitty Cat.
I never made it inside the Kitty Cat. I made it upstairs to Annie's Parlor quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's reopened, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's been open now for a little while.
Yep.
Do need to get over there. You would hear music going on in the Kitty Cat Club, stuff
sure
like that. But I was never feeling cool enough, I guess, to walk in.
No, you weren't feeling it?
No.
It was just a regular bar?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't like a, it was a strip bar, wasn't
no,
it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was
because I don't know. I didn't go to the U of M.
No, I think it was just kind of a a hangout spot for the college kids.
Gotcha. Where did you hang out when you were in Dinky Town back
my
in the
dorm
day?
Dorm room by myself.
Yeah, you didn't go out.
I don't have friends.
Come on, the whole time.
I had a couple.
You never went to Dinky Town?
Blarney.
Okay.
Made a couple stops
there
at Blarney.
Here we go.
Yeah,
let's
go there, but I was more of a kind of the other side of campus guy. So Sally's, a lot of Sally's.
Yeah.
And then they tore down Sally's and made the new Sally's. And now all of us that went to school in my era or before are still angry about the fact that they tore down old Sally's
and
put in new Sally's. Because it's not the same.
Of course it's not the same. It's a nostalgia thing. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely get it. Well,
got that off my chest.
Good. Feel better?
No. It's still not the same.
It's still not the same. Dang it. So the old Kitty Cat Club is going to be a public safety center. And this is the answer for the crime problems that have been going on in Dinky Town. Well-documented crime problems, I would say. A couple weeks ago, there's big robbery spree that had happened. A number of people over. Let me double check that because I don't want to say the wrong. There've been all kinds of the fireworks things that people have seen.
Sure,
the people running around and insanely shooting fireworks at each other. All kinds of arrests that have gone on there. It's been very well documented. I can't find the stinking article in front of me right now. About what it was that happened a couple weeks ago, but it doesn't matter. It's very well documented that the crime problem has been going on in Dinkytown. And so the solution is this this public safety center, which will have educational. This is the part about it that I'm not buying. I'm sorry. There's going to be more police there. There will be police in that office and around there. And I know not everybody wants to hear that, but I don't know how you get things under control in this area unless you've got more police around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, visibility helps quite a bit.
It does. And it scares people off who shouldn't be doing things. And
it also just makes people who are there for the right reasons
feel more comfortable.
Able to be out, and you get more people, and what do you get?
Right.
Safety.
Right.
When there's more people out there just mingling about.
So another component of this, and I'm sorry, it's just me being cynical about it, but it's there's an educational component to it. And there's a homework space. People can go in there and do homework.
Okay.
Right. You're gonna get your backpack full of, you're going to put your laptop in there and head down to Dinkytown to slam out some homework at the Kitty Cat Club.
Sure. Why not? Go upstairs for a burger at a mall across the street to Potbelly, get yourself a Sammy.
Yeah.
Come on over to the, what are we calling it? The Public Safety Center? Public Safety Center.
Public Safety Center.
Yeah. Let's go hang out.
So it's going to be home. There's also going to be a component to this, home to the Youth Link Salami, the Youth Link Somali Elders Group, not salami. The Youth Link Somali Elders Group. And they're going to have some ambassadors there. The idea is if they're, at least I would say on paper, the idea is that if there are some youth there and they're out raising heck, then maybe somebody in this public safety center can talk some sense into them. Is the idea they're going to walk outside and find some kids? Or is it that the kids will find their way into the public safety center and, hey, let's talk about education. Educate me about why I shouldn't be out running around raising hell.
Problem solved.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This seems like it has to be one of many steps, right?
Right.
As this certainly isn't the, we've got the public safety center.
It's all taken care of. Yep.
Problem solved.
Yep. Let's move on to other issues.
Yeah, clearly we've heard from, Minneapolis police, Chief O'Hara talking about crime issues in Dinkytown, U of M police, same thing.
And it's complicated from a jurisdictional standpoint because some of it's the city of Minneapolis, some of it's U of M police. I know they've got a new president at the U of M, and she's said that this is one of the top priorities for her, as it should be from just a, I would say from a public safety standpoint, you just don't want that being the thing that people associate with the U of M. And I'm sorry, but I think a lot of people on the outside looking in from greater Minnesota and they look and hear anything about the U of M, and they're like, oh, Dinky Town. It's a war zone there. I drive through there pretty regularly. It's not a war zone, I can assure you that. But I also know enough stuff goes down on there on the weekends, and that if I had a kid going there, I would not feel particularly great about them being out and about there.
Yeah, and I mean, perception is the reality, yes, right? For anyone on the outside looking, yes, in, people look at downtown. How many times have we heard, how can you go downtown? That place is a hellhole.
Right.
It's not.
No.
It's not at all. There are a couple spots where you probably shouldn't be late at night, but you know, during the day, everything seems perfectly fine, and coming down for a ball game or a show or whatever, hardly ever a problem.
Right.
But you hear about a shooting in Minneapolis. You don't think South Minneapolis or North Minneapolis. When people from, you know, out of town think Minneapolis, they think the big buildings.
Yep.
They think downtown.
Think downtown.
So no matter where it is, and same thing with, you know, the U being right here in Minneapolis, well, must be where it's all happening, right?
I'm positive. I don't know. This is just me spitballing here. But you tell me if somebody's thinking about coming in and going to a Gophers game, for instance. Football stadium's right there. It happens to be a night game. I guarantee there are some people who are deciding to not do that because of their perception of what Dinky Town is like.
Yeah,
guarantee
that's possible. I'm sure there's some.
I mean, I guarantee it.
Others might just because of the product on the field. Now,
well, that's
that
a whole nother
nice.
That's a whole nother story. It wasn't nice, but that's also we could do many a segment about that. But yeah, so a combination of factors maybe for Gophers attendance. But the point being, like, I just think there's such a PR problem for the U when it comes to Dinky Town, and having to just not have that be something that's in the news for them.
No, but I mean, I like the fact that, okay, if you establish the safety center, if as you speak, or as you said, you know, perhaps you get more officers that
yep.
are either in or around that area.
Yep.
You know, the visibility has to help.
For sure.
The visibility of just knowing, like I said, if there's people that are up to no good, maybe they think twice now.
Yep.
Or if there's people that don't really want to come to Dinky Town because they don't feel safe, maybe they think twice. Maybe, well, you know what? I can go around Dinky Town. I see more cops out here. I see more people yep. patrolling the streets.
Feel better about it.
Just more eyes out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense. Makes sense. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Have anything to say about this? You have a kid in Dinky Town. Do you feel safe with them going to the U of M? Love to hear if you've got thoughts. Would love to. Just got a comment in right now. Dinky Town is a no-go zone. Not because it's dangerous, because it's a boring-ass campus.
Well, that's not very nice.
It's not very nice at all.
I mean, Dinky Town isn't quite what it used to be, but it's not terrible.
I don't think it's – I think it's very – it seems very exciting to me, but
– You still got Al's breakfast.
Right?
Mm.
That's thanks for the comment. Got another one. My son lived 3 or 4 blocks from Dinky Town for several years. Some of his friends were robbed at gunpoint, had their phones taken. Buildings were broken into, computers stolen. I just could no longer recommend anyone going to University of Minnesota. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who feel that way.
A lot of people who feel that way. So StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We'll be right back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.